Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Coming home, it's coming, football's coming home. Well, get used to that, everyone, because that's all we're going to hear on the radio for the next 3 weeks at least.
Yeah.
Well, 3 weeks a bit of a push, is it? Semi-finals?
No, I think that's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to the Real Talking Podcast, everyone. Your host, Ash and JD. But yeah, after that, no, you won't hear it.
2 years.
Yeah. Well, the more play for the nations, National League,
Nations League.
Yeah, the more play for that.
That's a competition.
Useless one. You know, I was actually getting a little bit excited earlier. You know, it's it is D-Day, the start of the European football, and I'm so glad we've got some competitive football back again because. I know the friendlies are on, but it's just dead, isn't it? It's crap football. It's not worth watching it.
Everyone's like playing within themselves because they want to get injured.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And then there has been injuries and there's call-ups for other teams and that. But, you know, we're not a footballing podcast, so we're not going to keep going on about it. But I am looking forward to just when I do finally get home tonight. After all this running around, sit there with a nice cold one, watch Germany and Scotland and... I mean, by the time everyone starts listening to this tomorrow when it is out, they'll
know. Have already lost.
Yeah, they'll know the results. But then again, you know, McTominay likes to come up with a little header from here and there, don't they? Germany have got to win it. They've got to win it, being the home nation anyway, because they can't get embarrassed by our northern neighbours. It's finally. I'm not excited thinking, well, England are going to do well or anything, but I'm just excited just to be able to watch some football again.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it will lead me into our favourite little correspondent, James. James was excited this week, to be fair. He's emailed to us. Send your emails in on therealtalkingpod@gmail.com, or you can send the WhatsApps in 07470-488-096.
Hey.
Got it in one this time.
Yeah,
done my homework
this week.
Made sure I had that in
you
my
You know
head.
What? It took me, it probably took me about 5 years to get my number off by heart. And just, you know, some people can see a number and just block you, that's my number.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, I've had the same mobile number myself for, I don't know, probably like 15 years or something now. So I'd be a bit worried with myself if I couldn't remember that number.
I remember one of the lads' numbers, and I won't say it.
But
it was 079. I'm not going to say all of you. 777777. And then.
Yeah.
And it's just like the most easiest number to remember.
Some of them are, though. I don't know if it's like an ADHD thing or autism or something. Autistic. The way that numbers just look like a nice pattern in your head.
And don't you think like when people used to have home telephone numbers? I mean, going back a bit.
Yeah,
I remember mine, my nan's. I even was deleting all the contacts in my phone the other day. And I had your home once then saved, didn't I?
That'll be the second one. I remember, it must have been that number. 0121-243-8753. I mean, it's not the same home number for where I live, whether it's still my sister's home number, I don't know. But feel free to try and give her a ring.
One's Shani D on the right.
Nah. God, you get called every name of the sun. Because it was just the pattern of that anyway, because obviously 0121 being the area code anyway. But just the way it worked on the keypad, it was easy to remember. It's mad.
I do find that actually, now you said about the keypad thing, because obviously with the gym and stuff at work, you just do it by touch. You don't look.
Because again, with the PlayStation, you can have a PIN code on that as well. So okay. Even though I know the number, you have to press like triangle, square, up, down, or whatever, corresponding to the number that it says on there. And it's the same pattern all the time. So after a couple of times of turning it on and off again, I know that pattern automatically now as well. But it's just a lot. So even I was on the phone with Virgin this morning, complaining about my internet because I'm not happy. But as they've asked for the secret password, which isn't secret, because when I set up with them, the chap on the phone asked me to set up a password. So he knows the password at least anyway, as well as everyone else that looks at the account. But while on the phone, they asked for 3 digits of it, and you have to press the number with the corresponding letter.
Yeah.
So for us, that's easy because we used to have to do the old school texting. So it just randomly popped in my head. I wonder how many younger generations struggle with that, not knowing what letter is for each number.
Do you remember how quick some people used to text like that?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, for B, it was like...
one was just for voicemail. You had to press and hold one for voicemail. And then it is if you get your keypad up on your phone now, it should, but it probably won't if you're not actually on a phone call. It does have it. So number one one's just for voicemail, and then hash. 0. I'm sure 0 had the other ones though, like your question mark and stuff. Each number represents a letter.
I still think it's weird how, like, if I was to say to you, like, how would you pick up the phone? You would do the old,
form up, pinky out.
That's it. And then, like, kids stay, I would just go like that. I know, like, holding a brick on, I think, or holding some flat.
We've all seen the videos where they're getting shown an old cassette tape.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's this? And they're trying to press buttons on it that don't exist.
And the one where they're like, how do you take a picture? You would pretend to have one of those old disposable cameras and click the top as where now they act like they've got a phone and pressing the button.
Yeah, taking a selfie. Let me take a selfie. Oh, what a horrible song that
was. Time to change, mate.
Yeah, they really have. James has emailed twice. He was excited this
week.
So at first, it was on the response of England losing in their last friendly. So he literally just says, England is shit. They will struggle to get out of the group stage.
I actually agree, because I actually don't think this is going to be an easy tournament for England. I can imagine them being because there's a bit of pressure on them now.
Yeah, there definitely is after the two lackluster performances. Yeah,
and add that onto the expectation that they're going to do well, which that can't be helpful.
Yeah, well, even after the Iceland game, you hear it on TalkSport and Sky Sports and all that they're still expecting them to be favourites. And I'm looking at, because I didn't sit there and watch all the games, it was mainly from highlights, and there wasn't really much on the highlights to watch, to be honest.
But it is hard to go off them because
everyone
is playing within themselves because no one wants, to stick a leg out and like twist an ankle and be injured. So it is hard to go off them.
I do get it, but...
But yeah, I just think, it's just England, isn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be great for them to win something in our lifetime.
It would be nice if we actually get to see it, but...
Do you remember the buzz when you was in school and you used to be able to watch the games in school and that, especially the one in South Korea, Japan, where it was in the morning?
Yeah, because it would always be the PE teacher wheeling in the TV.
Yeah.
And come on, let's watch this then. It was just the lads that were excited, then. Because back then, women's football, I don't even think it was a thing back then. But the girls definitely weren't excited about it anyway. They probably just sat there playing with the Barbies or something, talking about hairstyles or whatever. But we enjoyed it anyway. They're the good old days. I think England will struggle with the group stage. I think if it's interesting because if England finished second in the group and Germany top their group will play each other in the next round.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, I mean, going off of that form then, if Germany finished top, then I'd say they're favourites to go throughout the round of 16 then against England. But, you know, it's football. Anything can happen. You know, we could end up getting a shock and seeing Austria win the tournament. You just never know. So, that's what I'm saying. It's going through my head this morning. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Just football, just love it. Yeah. So James is excited about it. And then his second email, can't wait to see how low United finish next season after keeping Ten Hag. So
that was a bit of a strange one. Because everything I've read was he was gone.
Again,
and then he'd done a contract extension. So they've upped his contract for another 3 years or something like that.
Yeah, so they've added an extra two onto his final year that he's got. I just think it's been weird the way that Ineos have done this whole strategic review of the season. Because it was meant to have been before they came into place at Christmas with their purchase of 25% of the club. And then, to just drag it on after the FA Cup, because apparently he was going to get the sack and then obviously he won and he changed the mind.
I actually think he was going to get replaced, but they couldn't get the right person to replace him. That's what he feels like to me.
I think it's down to money, because it would have cost around 10 million to sack him. And then if the Zerbe was going to take the job, they still would have had to have paid the release clause for Brighton, even though they'd left on mutual agreements. And he's just gone to Marseille now.
Mm-hmm.
Tuchel, he's apparently wanting to have a bit of personal time, not want to take the job, which is bollocks. I think they weren't going to give him the money he wanted, and then again the transfer budget and that as well. Poch, I'm glad that he's nowhere near it. It just felt like they were going to wait for Southgate to see what happened with this England tournament, and I thought, no, I hope not. And I hope that if there is a bit of a bad patch in the season, that they don't start throwing out these links with Southgate again, because he wasn't good enough for Middlesbrough. He's not good enough for, you know, a League One team, I don't think. He hasn't got the coaching skills enough. Well, hopefully he does well for England. I'm not holding my breath for it. But now, I mean, regarding to United next season now, anyway, I think as long as we can sell players and get some good enough players in, they don't have to be world-class, even though, you know, I'm seeing again this morning that personal terms have been agreed with Braithwaite with Everton. So that's potentially going to happen. And players from Portugal and this and that. Log. So, you know, if they do get some good players in, then, yeah, Ten Hag's got all the chance to be able to do well. It's just getting the ones with a bad attitude, like I've said numerous times now, so the likes of the Sanchos out of there and, you know, start getting players that actually want to play for the club. Because whether it's for him, it doesn't matter. It should be any manager that's in charge of the club. You know, as long as they're playing for the badge, that's always the main thing. So hopefully we do have a good season. But, I mean, I think he's just deflecting from Liverpool, really. You know.
Do you think, as it stands, Manu, before any transfers come in, Manu have a better season than Liverpool?
Again, it depends on the injuries, because obviously we saw it not last season, but the season before, Liverpool struggled with injuries, and you know they got the players back towards the end. They had a bit of a surge, but if United can stay on top of them, then yeah, I feel like we'll be more pushing into the top four, because Chelsea are on a reset again already. Obviously, Liverpool are kind of resetting. It just depends on how much Arne Slot wants to change the style of play. If he tries to, well, if he keeps it more or less the same as Klopp, then it shouldn't be an issue. They should be able to just sweep straight into it again.
I know I've said it before. I've got a good feeling with Chelsea, you know, Caesar. Honestly,
I don't know, man. No. If they would have kept Poch, yeah.
No,
but a change of manager again. It's a change of tactics. What players does he want to bring in?
Mm.
More disruption to the dressing room.
But now I just feel I don't know why. I just think they're going to have a good season.
I think you're going to have to put a fiver on it in the book, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But so when you say good season, though,
no, I think I think
into the top four.
No, I actually think like pushing for the Premier League. I know everyone's probably like whoa, 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 but I just feel they've all had a season together now. Like I can't see it being like how there is when they're going to ball off 20 new people again. You know, when they get on the road, they kind of get on a little bit. But like, yeah, I do think they're going to push. At all, I think they're being in a better position, definitely than there was obviously last season. But I have a strange feeling that they're going to do well next season.
Yeah, well, I'm agreeing with the majority, and I just don't see it, mate. Think you should put a fiver on it.
Because you think about it, I mean, the right back, Reece James, and left back's always injured.
Yeah,
on their day, really good, solid.
Mm.
They've got some players, and it's literally just getting that. Just that right coach knew this. I can't remember his name. The odd Leicester boss, the Italian geezer.
Yeah, I should know because I've been reading up about it.
I'm not going to even try to pronounce it, mate.
Mm.
But I just have a good feeling. I think he's coming in early pre-season as well. Get his players in that he wants. So move on who the ones. I think they're going to move Lukaku on. Get some money for him.
Well, yeah, I can't believe he hasn't. There's officially left like the last couple of years, really. You know, just keep going on loan and loan.
Good loan fees, but I mean, they'll sell a few players. I have a good feeling about them. I really do.
Yeah, I mean,
Cole Palmer.
Yeah.
You know, he's only going to get better. Well, you'd assume he's only going to get better.
Yeah, you'd imagine so. Yeah, you know, he has done well enough. I mean, again.
And the two lads in midfield, Casado.
And Enzo.
Yeah.
He's Enzo Fernandez, isn't he?
It's Enzo. I think he has Enzo on his shirt, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, we're not a football podcast, don't we?
Yeah, we're not
a football podcast. Yeah, no, I just feel like a season like Giants together, they're going to really push on, mate.
I know what you're trying to say, but I just can't see. I really can't.
There's something missing now. I think it is just like a proper decent goal scorer, like an Ivan Toney.
They've needed that.
Yeah, I know. Years, but I feel like, because they're in the, I've seen that they might be after Ivan Toney as well, Chelsea.
Yeah, I mean, Toney just wants to get out of Brentford, really, doesn't he? And I feel like it will more likely be another London-based club.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know why Arsenal's not going to go for him, to be honest.
I think Arsenal are as well. Him and Ollie Watkins there.
Yeah, well, no one's going to be able to get Watkins away from Villa because they're going to want at least 100 million, which I don't blame him. He's had a good season. I mean, yeah, it's going to be a hard transfer window just because of the Euros as well. You know, the players that are in the tournaments, they're not going to want to do anything for the next couple of weeks, really. So, yeah, it's going to be... I think, because you tend to find that as well after a tournament, it sort of damages the start of the season then as well.
Yeah, because obviously the players that have gone far in a tournament don't really integrate with the squad to look off in the second game or something.
Yeah, because they have a couple of weeks off with the holiday that they've already missed and that as well. So, yeah, it's... that could be beneficial to the likes of a Chelsea on that sense squad. Then. Yeah.
Sterling's not gone.
No.
Reece James not gone. No. Chilwell's not gone.
No.
Mate, honestly, we'll put a tenner on.
Yeah, you get to the bookies. And does it work the same as horses where you can put it as each way or something? I don't know.
Yeah, so each way is like, you can do it. So they have to finish like, I think it's 20 points off the top or 10 points. Right. Something like that, yeah. It was something like I used to do Birmingham to get promoted, not to win the league, but you was allowed 20.
So you never won any of them.
No, I just lost. Just lost. Because you never know, dude.
Because there was that one person that bet on Leicester all
them. Yeah, yeah, ago, yeah, yeah.
I don't know whether it might be better to go for points. So if you can bet that Chelsea would get, I don't know, say 85 points. Or like, if there's like a variation or something like that, maybe that would be a one to go for. I mean, I can't see them getting 85 points, but you know,
I should have a good feeling, mate.
I think you should do it then. Just put that 50p.
I just don't want Man City to win it.
Well, no one wants him to win it. Boring, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, again, because of them hiring the lawyers to sue the Premier League, that's just going to drag their charges out longer. But I did see the other day that apparently they want to have the decision or another hearing to do with the 115 in November. You think it's halfway through the season? Why are you leaving it so late? Mm-hmm. Do it now when there's no football going on. Well, no Premiership going on. Someone's going to get loads of backhanders from it and it'll just all get swept under the oil rug, but really, won't it? Yeah, I was going to say something else then, but I better not. I don't want to get cancelled, kid. Racist. won't be the first time. Fuck them. Man City, that is not foreign people. Even though some people in general could do with being told to fuck off. Right, so as I say, we're not a football podcast. We'll leave the football talk from there. But always appreciate it, James. Let us know how you think that Liverpool are going to do. You know,
how does he feel about the manager?
Yeah. Do you think that you're going to win the league? Obviously, he's going
to
come back.
Yeah, because I heard that Trent might be going to Real Madrid.
I've not seen that league.
Contract's up next year.
Yeah, so apparently. They need to sign him on or let him go then. I mean Liverpool, ain't it? I don't look at their transfer news much, to be fair. I try to have a broad range, try and see what's going on all around, really, but I haven't just not seen much about Liverpool. Let us know what you think is going to happen, mate, and we'll see from there. Now, as we briefly touched on last week with our dinner party little segments, we'll have to do like a little, get a little jingle made up for this or something. But so I have keep sending in suggestions for different scenarios and whatever that you already have, because I'm starting to make a separate folder for these suggestions.
Right.
But the first one that did come in was a dead or alive party of people that you would not want to have at this dinner party or events with yourselves. Now, you came up with the idea after I'd already had this email as well.
Yeah, that was pretty strange, because I remember when we called you on the phone, I was like, we should do people like a dinner party that we wouldn't want to have.
Yeah.
So,
you've got yours. You haven't done it dead or alive. You've just done it all alive.
Yeah, just alive on this one.
Yeah.
And then maybe if we do another one in the same scenario, just people that are dead. So,
well, because I've done a mix with mine.
You can just do a mix.
On the next one, whether it's next week or whatever, but next one of people that we wouldn't want, I'll do it as all alive and you do the mix on that one there.
Okay.
So, we'll start off with one each again. We'll keep it the same.
Yeah,
So, at the start of the night, Amy Winehouse, I would not want her there.
No, she'd be a fucking...
Nah, because she'd be wanting to get on the gear and that, and I'm not into that kind of thing.
Yeah, but you don't know unless you try it.
But I have tried some bits. You know, I've tried the old marching powder. It wasn't for me. I'm not...
I'm just saying a night out with Amy Winehouse could be like a sign of a good night, mate.
Nah, like, you know, I just want to have a seat somewhere, music playing,
get on
the beers, just take it easy, ain't it? Not be fucking running around you know, getting a strap around your arm and poking a needle full of heroin into it. I just want to have a fun time, not a crazy time.
Not a crazy time.
that's my start of the night one that I do not want.
But it's funny how you went for a singer. I'm going to also go for a singer, Madonna. I've always fucking hated this woman, and I don't know why.
Because she just got crazy.
And she always tries to be young.
Yeah.
And she's seductive.
Fucking hench now, ain't she?
I never loved the songs, any one of them. I just never got that.
What, so none of the old like 80s bangers.
No, I like the one that they use for Deadpool to a degree, but just basic, mate. So I just
weren't your cup of tea.
Nah, compared to other artists at the time, like Phil Collins, Michael Jackson.
What you're saying is, as and when there's a Madonna hologram concert, you're not going to be booking tickets for that. No, I get it. She is a bit of a fucking nutcase, to be fair.
Mm.
So moving on to the middle. So because I've sort of planned mine the way these guests are.
I've just gone like progressively worse for me.
Yeah, so this gets worse. Okay. But, like, so I'm at this dinner party, whatever. Amy Winehouse is already on the session. She's fucking going for it. And so out comes P. Diddy. And I'm like, nah. All these people are drugged up and that. I'm not going into a room and getting bummed by P. Diddy now. Mm. I'm not all about that right. Meek Mill life. It's not for me. So, I'm not happy now. Amy Winehouse is cracked up. P. Diddy's fucking trying to get me to sign on for a record deal just so I can suck his cock and that. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing it. So, that's my first two then.
So my second one, Beaver. Imagine him trying to swallow stuff while you fucking scranning. No, he's just a sausage, honestly.
Yeah, I know. It's because like he keeps popping up on the feed again now.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, this other girl that he's weaving, he's essentially she's doing OnlyFans.
Yeah, she's getting fucked by other men and recording it, and he's like,
he's taking the cut of it, and he's like, nah, mate.
With me, it's like how he started out to where he is. I mean, I only really noticed him on the TikTok thing later on, when he was kind of like...
It was when people started taking a piece out. Yeah, yeah. That's when I started to know about him.
Every comment on TikTok, he's either just calling him gay. Literally. Yeah. I've seen one which is gay or you fella.
But do you know why the gay one he's done?
No.
Because apparently she's transgender.
Oh, okay. She just look a bit butched, though.
Now you're thinking about it. Yeah. I don't know if it's true. Again, it's just from whatever videos. She was kicking off about comments, people calling her a man and trans and whatever. And then it was this other lad. I don't know what the podcast was, but he started off singing a song. And then he was all, I don't know, whatever he said was something about having a cock. And he's like, yeah, but you've got one anyway, haven't you? And then because she's pulled her face as if to say, I'll fucking punch you right now. He's like, swayed off it and gone, nah, it's called her. You own that shit. If that's how you are and that, you own it. And I saw that 20 seconds and they went to carry on talking. I just swiped off. I was like, I'm not having this. I don't want him on my feed. Because his teeth just keep getting more turkey teeth.
And his eyes seem to be getting further and further apart, mate.
Yeah, it's definitely getting spread.
The one thing I can't stand is, so when people start getting relevant, and they start getting successful, they talk about money a lot. And all I ever see him now is talking about money. I've seen him how he was talking about his, I think it was a Burberry set, his shorts and shirt.
I think I've seen it.
A grand. It's literally him. I couldn't stand him because he's turned into a bit, he's always seemed off, but he just seemed a total prick.
I think he feels as if he's a fucking pimp.
He's made it, he's got to stay relevant, because when he's not relevant, there's going to be no income and he'll have no money, because what he's doing, it's not sustainable in terms of
longevity.
Yes. So that's why he always has to think of new things to be relevant, because he's not relevant from his own personality. He's not keeping it relevant.
Yeah.
It's the shit that he does. So, yeah.
Yep, so no Beaver.
I have a feeling our number ones could be the same, you know.
Oh, I don't know if you've got the same as me. Okay. Plus mine's dead, so yeah.
But you're going to, I think you might hate my one more than you're going to hate this one.
Okay, as I say, mine's still a part of this same party thing that I don't want to be at. So Amy Winehouse cracked off. He's bumming people now because he's going off the back of Amy Winehouse. He's drug-induced start of the night. And to top it all off, to sweep up and get all the afters and all the rest of it that he used to do, Jimmy Savile. Because he'd be in his element, apart from no kids there. Well, saying that, Diddy does like him young. But yeah, just Jimmy Savile, just, you know, taking everything, or the Amy Winehouse and P. Diddy, there's probably someone dead there as well.
Jim's definitely going to fix that, is he?
He'll be fucking fixed up right up for it. Now then. You know, be just walking around with his shiny gold
I never got his tracksuits. His tracksuits were just always fucking dodge as well.
Yeah, but it just screamed Peterborough, didn't it?
In hindsight.
Yeah. What was he? I'm getting the word nonce. But it'd be the icing of the horrible cake. And no doubt, just carry on with the raping with Diddy. He'd love it. That would be his ideal party, to be fair. I mean, the only thing that would make it better for him is if it was in a hospital. So that was my three unwanted guests.
Right, number one for me, Sam Smith.
Sam Smith. I can't have him on my list now then, can I?
I don't know if I have to explain why, but when you're crying outside a mansion during COVID, and it was so staged. You remember this?
Yeah.
And I remember Piers Morgan absolutely tearing, ripping into him. It was where everyone else couldn't work and, you know, was struggling and going on furlough, you know, earning 70% of the money. This geezer crying outside, the 7 million London mansion. That it's totally fake because he's either cried and his mates went, oh, let me take a picture. Or it's set up to the point where he's like, I'm going to cry, take a picture.
I can force out tears. Let's do something.
And then from where he's gone, it's like, I just, and the agenda.
Turning toppy boots.
And like, the way it seems like now you can be whatever you want to be and expect everyone to just accept it. I feel this wave came from him.
He definitely didn't help any of you, The last pictures I saw of him the other week, so I think he'd lost probably like £30. Out of his wallet, but weight wise, so he'd lost a little bit of weight. He was still on the beach with his red budgie smugglers on, the old Speedos. His beard was just a bit untimely. It was short, but it was just not looking good. And again, it was a sad face. I'm like, mate, you're on the beach in the sun in your Speedos. Well, why are you sad? Who's sad on a beach, really? I mean, it don't matter that much. I didn't even want to bring it up on the podcast when I saw it. I probably should have done. But I agree that. I wouldn't be able to put him on my list.
Can you imagine him at the park trying to be sent attention all the time? Oh, God, like in his Teletubby boots, crying. Yeah. Nah.
That's a horrible list. I can't wait to see your mixed list when that comes around then. Be it the next episode or in a couple of weeks. I mean, we don't want to try and do the same ones all the time, but yeah, I'm definitely going to have to remember that you put him on yours, so I don't put him on mine. I mean, to be fair, it's just as easy, isn't it? We could always do one that we don't want for each scenario that we do want people for, and that there's that many cunts out there, aren't there? Speaking of, there's no more on the correspondence. We've already spoke about James. but we will get on to some more messages. So email from Kirsty on the realtalkingpod@gmail.com. So she has said, hi guys, hope being a daddy's going well. Obviously she's talking to you here now. Will we ever get a baby guest appearance?
Oh, well, sometimes I'm surprised you haven't heard her, because sometimes she's crying in the background. But I don't know, actually.
I think maybe when she's a little bit older and she's like running around and that, we ain't going to really be able to stop her from coming and interrupting.
Yeah, me and my partner have this thing where she's too nice, like she smiles at everyone, so then everyone feels that they can come and speak to us. No, because she smiles to everyone. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, because I have this with the dog. Sometimes attention seeking and
sometimes when you just want to, you know,
just be a part of yourselves and just ignore everyone. So what you're gonna have to start doing then is just both of you walk around with headphones on.
But what I will say, I think probably I'm gonna go yes, only for the fact is, obviously partner's back at work now, there'll be times when we do the podcast where I might have to have a...
Well, yeah, you know, I mean...
during the podcast.
That'll recording. Be fine. Yeah. She'll just be laughing and...
Just kicking.
Yeah, just mumbling and whatever and that. So, yeah, it'll be fine. So, yeah, we probably will do at some point, no doubt. Rob, there is a couple of things that I'd... messages from last week as well that I'd forgot to get on. So I am just going to quickly do... Well, not quickly, but I'm just going to go back to them first before moving on to other ones because I'm trying to do them in an order. So a question from last week was from Riley. What's something that sucks about being a man?
Now, I've got one. It's getting hit in the balls, mate. Because that hurts.
It definitely does.
And it's the worst pain ever known to man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got a different group with this. So I don't want to gloss over it because we have spoke about that before and it definitely is up there with one of the worst things to ever happen. Because even just seeing another man get kicked in the buttocks or even talking about it, you feel that little twinge down there. I've gone down a different route. Because I'm the work that I do, I'm always out and about and that. And then as I say, but out walking a dog, he's drawing the attention all the time. So for me, it's like the awkwardness of not being able to speak to kids. And if you do speak to the kids, it's, again, we're touching the Jimmy Savile thing earlier. So in customers' houses, I feel weird. Say hello to the kids if they're getting, they're about to go out to school or whatever. And then if I'm out walking the dog, because again, a lot of the kids want to come over and give them a fuss. And I feel awkward as if to say, if anyone else is looking at me, are they thinking I'm bringing this dog as if he's a bag of sweets and I'm enticing them over or something? And I feel if I was a woman, it doesn't matter because that's still...
You'd assume they don't think yes.
It's the old social normality of women and mothers and the child bearers and all that. So they're not going to be a predator. Whereas... being a man, it's are those kids all right around you?
I'll tell you another thing as well, actually, is, I can't imagine having, having a bunch of lads together and not getting slagged off, but, having, an honest chat. But I don't know if that's just our friends group.
I think it is mainly us.
Yeah, because I can't remember, the last time I haven't got slagged by him, in terms of, when you go out, you get slagged,
Yeah, essentially, but I think that's when there's three or more with our group, then you can't just have a general, how's work and, how's the baby, how's life treating you and all that. It's always, what you're doing, you dickhead. So you won't be working.
And an example of this is, so one of our mates had skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the other lads went to him. Fuck me, you've put a bit of weight on. And his response is, because I had skin cancer and I felt sorry for myself. And the lad's reply was, I'm sorry you had skin cancer. Look at me, I've got skin cancer. he could have meant that.
Yeah.
But he did have. But I think that's the hardest thing, is just trying to communicate something more than a jokey level.
Well, again, it brings me back to the memory of when one of the other lads tried... topping himself off, and it was literally the next day all jumping on slagging him off, you couldn't even do that right, you fucking shit geezer.
So that night was a weird night, so we went to the hospital and he had some of the other lads there from his other group of friends getting upset in the hallway, and then I remember walking in with two other lads and he was like, not you guys. And then, from there, literally. But it just, I suppose even in that moment, he probably didn't need us slagging, but I don't know if it helped him or...
I feel like it would have helped, but only because that's how we've always been with each other.
Yeah.
Because everything's always out in the open and there's not arguments or anything because we're not happy with each other.
And he still gets slagged for that.
Well, I think for three years solid, it was he's here, hide the vodka and the paracetamol.
Like, he did. I remember one of the things was like, he didn't even want to go out in store. He used Glenn's vodka.
And I'm sure that there's people sitting there watching, listening to this now, thinking, what is wrong with them?
His last one wanted to be a Glenn's, not like a Smirnoff or whatever, you know.
Grey Goose.
Grey Goose, yeah. £8 from the corner shop, Glenn's.
Probably even less than that back then. Fucking about £3.50.
So yeah, maybe that on a serious note, man. I don't know.
Not being able to be. I think that's our age group as well, though.
I've got one.
Go on,
making new friends. I struggle now. I find it really awkward now. Mm. Now I haven't made no new friends since school, 100%. And I've had like people that I've like started speaking to, like, and it's like, do you want to come and like to the pub? And I always go, no, I'm busy. Even though I'm not. Like, in the generally nice guys.
I think if it was a different question, because you're not much of a drinker.
No, but it's like, that's where ideally you'd want to do it.
Because that's the generic.
Yeah, but like, can you imagine, like, what else would you do? Where it wouldn't be, it'd have to be, like, obviously everyone goes to beers anyway, so it's just like, oh, you know, one of them was like, nice guy, was like, do you want to, I'm going to go Blues, if you want to come for a beer after.
Mm.
I was just like, when? He told me, like, oh, I'm busy. Like, that's, so maybe making new friends, maybe.
So I don't have that problem. Again, because of meeting new people all the time.
Yeah, but like new friends, though.
Well, yeah. So I was going to go on to it, only now, not previously, though. But I've got a new Polish friend who lives around the corner from me.
Yeah.
And it's the typical man thing as well, though. So I see him because he's got dogs. So see him out walking the dog and that, and then just out and about, I just see him a lot. But I say it's the typical man thing. We don't even know each other's names. But
it's good, mate.
Yeah, it's like, as soon as we see each other, we're like, oh, yeah, Sad, how you doing? And he knows where I live. I know roughly where he lives. And it's like, yeah, we're friends. And I don't know if he's got more friends that live near us or anything. But yeah, we just see each other. And it's like, yeah, Sad. And I am getting close to saying, mate, do you want to go for a beer? And I'm sure he'll say
yes. But
what if
he says no, then that'd be awkward as well.
But again, I don't know if he's a drinker. I assume so, because he's Polish.
Yeah.
I don't know if he is. The only thing...
Because he's Polish.
It's like saying the Irish. You know, all Paddy's love a drink. Which,
when you again, presume.
So don't make an ass out of me. But the main reason why I haven't asked him yet is because he works night shifts.
Yeah.
And it's like different shift patterns and whatever. Days that he does work nights. Hey, that makes sense. But yeah. So because I don't know his work schedule, I can't say you're off Tuesday. Do you want to go grab a beer? Because I don't know that work schedule. I'm going to ask him soon enough anyway. I've met his kid.
Yeah.
His son's the same age as yours. Well, your daughter, not your son. Or have you got a son? We don't know. Nah, Ashley didn't play them games back then. So they were born around the same time. His son's had similar issues, a lot of colic and all that as well. I saw him the other day, little chunkster now, just putting on all the weight, which you want it with babies. You don't want him looking skinny or anything. He's a good lad. Sam. I remember a couple of years ago as well. I don't know where we'd been the night before, but it was my birthday weekend as well. So we would have all been out somewhere. And then I stayed at yours or the Premier Inn or something. Then I've got back home the next day and I've gone back to the pub, met one of the another mate that I had. Beers with him, he's left. And I've started chatting to this other lad. And again, because we've both had drinks, it was like we was best mates and everything. I got his number. I messaged him a couple of weeks later. I was like, "You're all right, mate. Want to go for a beer?" And he was busy then, so we never met for a beer. I think just because of what I do, I'm just easy enough to make new friends. I think it is kind of just the man thing again. You make your friend group when you're in school, and that's it. You're happy with it. Because I moved away from everyone really as well, and it's so if I do want to have much of a social life, I kind of need local friends. Mm. And I don't have neighbours that I can just, well, of the same age anyway, to just, yeah, come on, I'll come round yours, or, you know, garden beers or something, lift the fence panel out, mm. council style. Not there's anything wrong with that. Yeah, so yeah, I think I kind of needed to do that if I did want to have a social life, which I did. It was easy enough. So, yeah, I think that's a well-answered question.
Probably one of the best, answered questions.
Yeah, with about 10 different answers.
Yeah,
and the note that one of our mates tried to kill himself, and a friend had cancer.
Yeah,
they're all well these days. still knobheads, but, you know, we can't help that. and then, so another question from Jess. Would you rather have more time or more money? Now, I've said for years, there's not enough days in a week or weeks in the year or hours in a day. I usually say it better than that, but yeah, there's never enough time to do everything that we want to do, essentially.
Mm.
But for me, I'd rather have more money.
Yeah, and I feel like you don't have enough time because you're always working.
Yeah.
So take that out of the equation.
Yeah, because if you have more money, you've got more time to do what you want to do.
You've got a shitload more time, so definitely more money on that one.
Yeah, and yeah, if it meant I didn't live as long because I've got all the money, I'm sure I'd be happy living less time.
You know, if you knew when you was going to die, would you want to find out? Because say, you've only, 5 years, would then,
Yeah, I don't know if we had this as a question before. Did we? Because I know if you know how you're going to die, but you still can't really prevent it unless it's like a disease. You know, if it's from getting hit by a car,
no,
you can't just stay in the house. No, it'll come through the window.
In terms of sense, if you knew you was going to die, no matter what, that day, you was going to just heart attack. Ugh. Yeah. Would you want to know or not?
Well, I think in general, yeah, because you'd be able to tie off all the loose ends and, I mean...
And make the most of what you've got left.
Yeah, initially you think, right, I've got X amount of savings, mm. I'm going to fucking spend it then.
Yeah.
Because there's no point leaving it. Yeah. Unless, well, again, I've got no kids, I've also. But again, fuck the kids. Not in the Jimmy Savile way. they can look after themselves. I had to. Jesus, man. So, yeah, in general, Jess, the answer is more money. And then the last one from last week, Miles. Sorry that I did forget about yours. But he asked, have we managed to get back into gaming again? If so, what we're playing?
So, no, I finished with the gym now in terms of my diet plan.
He's just wanting to get fat now.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not trying to do it. It took too long, mate. But no, I'm hoping now that I'm not going to be as active in the gym. And I say this because when I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym, I'm asleep at 8 o'clock. I'm falling asleep at 7. I'm in bed fry. So it's something that I still want to get into, but not as yet. Well, I know you've been getting into a little bit of it, haven't you?
Yeah, so I finally finished one of the games. Of the Trials of Legends, Legend of Heroes saga, because I wanted to get that finished because the next game is out in a couple of weeks' time, and then I've still got Final Fantasy games to play, which I want to play before getting onto another different saga of games again. So, yeah, finished the one, started playing Final Fantasy VII Remake again. So I want to play that first before getting onto the second installment.
Here's a question. Do you play games in terms of just to play them? Because I find it hard to really enjoy games. I have to be committed to the game. It has to be my kind of game for me just to play. Or is it to the point where you've played and, I don't know, 10 hours into it, you're not feeling it, but you're 10 hours in, so you're going to finish it?
No, I have done that with a lot of games where I've just been playing it and thought, no, I can't be arsed. I mean, there was one, Ni Kuno, something like that, I don't know, but a little RPG game, And again, yeah, I probably played all 20-odd hours of that. Actually, no, sorry. I played the first one. That was okay. Started playing the second one. Wasn't feeling it. And so, yeah, probably was like 10, 15 hours, whatever. I was like, I can't be arsed.
Because that's
general,
what
I do.
Because then the games start to feel like a grind, then, don't they?
Yeah.
And so for me, the games have to hit a criteria where, look, it's got a good storyline. It's not too, as I've mentioned before, you know, we have to do your own meals. I fucking hate all that stuff. It's just like, it's not real.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, like, I get it with Red Dead Redemption because it's that way of life.
Mm.
You playing that character, it's the story.
Yeah.
But like, when, you know, we talk about like when you can set up camp and make sandwiches, I was just like, fucking hell. What about, like, just not, no.
Yeah, I don't get too involved into the game to that extent. Because you do that for a lot of these games anyway, to get the trophies. I don't need an online trophy cabinet. I just want to play the game, enjoy the story.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, no, you're right. And I spoke about with this review the other week where I said, when I play Pokemon, I always try to get the best natured one with the best ability, even though I'm not playing competitively and I'm easy going to piss through the game.
Yeah.
But I will literally grind looking for like Route 2, looking for the best version of that one.
Yeah.
Like, wasting 20 Pokeballs on it.
But there's no need because...
No, because when I get to Route, like, two gym leaders in, he's dropped.
Yeah. And unless you are playing it online all the time, every day, to make it worthwhile doing all that grind, it is just a waste of effort. So, yeah, you've got to get that out of your head and just start enjoying the game. I mean, I know I said it to you anyway, but I feel the Pokemon games, Scarlet and Violet, the story's not good enough to warrant going through that grind as well. So, yeah, just play, get it finished, and then move on to the next one.
Yeah, next, the Star Wars game I want to start playing. I'm interested in getting.
I've not looked at getting into that, to be fair. Yeah, I've played a couple hours of Final Fantasy VII again, which it's mad, to be fair, because I played it when it first came out, completed it, and then when I started playing it the other day, I was like, shit, I don't even remember this.
Mm.
Well, you know, fair enough, right at the beginning. So I kind of got excited thinking, what else have I forgot about the game then? So I'm looking forward to carry on playing. It's just that much work at the moment. It's hard. It's only because I was working a night shift that I was out to play it for a couple hours the other day. I'll probably play it for a couple hours Sunday morning again. But otherwise, nothing new game-wise, anyway, Miles. Nothing new enough.
I do feel a lot of the games ain't as good as they used to be. It seemed like you could find them when it was longer, like a new game to dive into, get into it. But I feel like you just go after ones, you know, like the Final Fantasies.
Yeah.
Like now you just stick to what you know.
And I think because there's that many different games out there now that it'd be hard to try and find something new that you might like. That was why I was glad when I did find the likes of this Legend of Heroes sagas. Xenoblade Chronicles. Whatever it's called, I don't know. Fucking, it's out there. Good games, anyway.
I was going to say, the game's too expensive now for you not to like it. Like, if you used to buy it and you don't like it, it's like 70 quid now for a game.
Yeah, because I'll try and wait until there is a sale on for it as well. Because, again, I've not done it for a little while, but I'd go through the current offers, sales on or whatever, and then see something that is like £60 reduced down to 20 or something. Have a look, see if it's something that I'll fancy, and then I'll buy it that way. I mean, it's been that long since I bought the second, so Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, that there's already a sale on it, and it's like half price or something. Yeah. And I didn't actually look at the price, just know there was a sale on it, and I thought, don't look at it, because I'll be annoyed at myself that I haven't played it, and I could have saved money.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nothing really noteworthy new for the games. Now we are getting close to the hour mark now. I do just want to get another one of the questions in from the WhatsApp on the Real Talking hotline, 07470 48096. So, where was the question now? No, they're all, hey, what's wrong with you? So,
this is turning into my favourite part of the podcast.
So, anyone that is new to the podcast, we do have our little segments of, hey, what's wrong with you? Where you got a pet peeve or something, someone's done your head in, something, a situation or anything does your head in, then, yeah, you just write in, email, WhatsApp, text message, whatever.
Yeah, everyone know.
Send it in. Let us know what does your head in. So I will start off with the first one from Joe. And Joe has got a...
What's wrong with you?
Oh, no, it isn't that one, actually. That is one that we did last week.
Wow.
That's me not looking at the messages properly. That was the Bin Men one.
Oh, yeah.
So I've gone between the emails and the WhatsApp. It's hard. So Carl has messaged him with a... British weather.
Oh, well, we've spoken.
We've said it before, we're not a weather podcast.
For a good 2 weeks, we spoke about the 20 minutes, we spoke about the fucking weather. And
today's been a mad one where I've been working, to be fair.
Pissing down, cold, dark, and sun, fuck off.
So, yeah, I get what you're saying, mate. It's, you just want to go to the clouds. What's wrong with you?
And now, this is the time where, you're online and everyone's in Greece and Spain, not so much Spain because I think they've had a bit of bad weather, but Greece.
To be fair.
And it looks fucking hot, mate.
Well, yeah, because I mean they are hot most of the time anyway,
it's just that, and then you're looking, it's pissing down, cold in June.
I mean, yeah, time of the year we should have a bit of better weather, really. But being cold, as I say, doesn't bother me. But that torrential rain that we had earlier. Come out of nowhere. I'm trying to paint. It's gone pitch black in the room. I didn't want to have the light switched on because the ball was making a weird buzzing noise. It was doing my head in. So, I feel your pain, mate. It's just British. You know, if it's raining too much, we moan. If it's sunny too much or too hot, we moan. British weather. I get it, mate. Get in the bin. Our next one is from Lee. Ordering a takeaway and food being missing.
Oh, yes.
Again, I feel your pain. Yes.
Now, you go first.
No, I was just going to say, I get it because I'm on the phone straight away, I am. Because if it's just the or delivery room and you're trying to do the chat room thing, it cracks me up. So I'll just ring the restaurant straight off.
Yeah, so this fucks me off. I know with Uber now you can claim your money back, but it's not the fucking point. You know what we had once? Let me... One sec, because this is really important here, right there, if you can hear me.
No one will order from McDonald's. We have the pally, not the board.
Oh, okay. So, sorry.
You wanted a naked burger, and you just got a naked bun.
I think it should have been a Big Mac, but it just come with the buns. And, but I don't understand how that can happen, for one. And two, you work in a restaurant. Or a fast food thing. It's not that hard. It's on the list.
This is what grieves me because it is. It's printed off on the computer and the ticket's there. And
the list
should be checking it off essentially as to put it into the bag.
I have a feeling that once that your delivery man comes and picks it up from Uber or Just Eat, if it's not done, they're just fucking dashing in there. Oh, fuck it. It's half done. Just have it.
Yeah, they probably do.
And I hate, what the worst ones is for that? No straws.
I've not had that.
I don't know why that fucks me off so much. But just having no straws, when you order McDonald's, pisses me off.
I've got, because the McDonald's paper straws, I can't stand them anyway. So I've got metal straws at home. So if I did get one, to be fair, I never really ordered one of them. If I got one, there wasn't a straw, I wouldn't be using it anyway. Right. Metal straw.
So you know when you order stuff for Uber Eats stuff. So when this food come in, just no just literally a naked burger. And I'm sure that was the one where we complained to Uber Eats. Mm. Then the day after, there was like, can you send a picture? Like, what? It's in the fucking bin?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
It's annoying. And I've got four sympathy there, mate.
You know what? If that was someone else's order, why would you have that like that? I mean, I know we weren't even someone else's order because they had what we should have had on the
receipt. Printer, yeah.
Fuck me. I think they got like two other things wrong from that.
It's too common. And, well, I appreciate that you do get the refund on it, Lord, but I'd rather have the little mac and cheese bites that I've ordered.
Yeah, yeah. So,
because I'm still hungry.
Another McDonald's one, because this was McDonald's. Yeah. It happened before. Charms you would McDonald's. Fucking shit one to order from.
Classy.
Anyway, I called up and I was like, you forgot my fucking food. And I was like, you can come down and get it. And I was like, but if I come down and get it, my meal's going to be cold.
Yeah, and there was no point me ordering for delivery.
So I've went down, and to be fair to them, they've gave me a whole fucking, basically, my order again.
Mm.
They asked me what the order was. I told him. So we had like,
I don't want a food.
But it's just not the point. You would have just eaten not to fucking go there.
Yeah.
Because you pay a bit more,
I did have a nice touch from McDonald's years ago. It would have been after a night of like heavy drinking, standard weekend shenanigans, and ordered a McDonald's. So old school way, driving there, drive through. You know, I wanted like a double sausage and egg McMuffin meal, and then probably an extra hash brown or something. And you know, when you get to the second window and they say, can you just go and park in the bay, please? Yeah. Well, it's like, why haven't you got 50 of them bad boys ready on the shelf? You know. So I've gone over, parked up, and so I already had my coffee handed to me. That was when it says park up and whatever. So I put my sugars in and have a little sip of that. And then the little chaps come over with the bag, handed it me through the window. I was all sound. Because I was about to head off to work, so I'm safe, fucking bag down on the seat, started to drive off. I've opened the bag then, and there was literally about three times the amount of food than what I'd ordered. So they'd give me the wrong bag, so someone else would have been sitting in that car.
Someone was going to have a feast, meal.
There was probably a whole family sitting in their car, and they've just been given a single meal and an extra hash brown.
Why is it McDonald's? I don't know if I've told you this. So in the morning, I get a coffee from McDonald's.
Mm.
And I paid cash one time. Gave her a tenner.
Mm.
And she gave me change back for 20 quid.
I love those ones. I
fucking love those ones. Great, yeah.
It's great. But I mean, you're not going to have that as often these days with everyone paying on card, are you?
Nah.
I love it. I mean, I don't know, whatever shop I was in before, I did have more change than what I was given originally. And I was like, no, you've given me the wrong change there. And they're thinking that I should be getting more. And sort of, they went to pull out more, went, no. Like, you've given me change from a 20, I only give you a 10. So essentially, look, I'll give the 10 back or the 5 back, whatever it was. Because I thought, this person's going to lose the job if they're doing stuff like this all the time. So at least I've got it on my conscience that I've given the wrong change back. You have to be polite sometimes, don't you?
Well, you do that out of karma, and you do good things, expect good things to happen, don't you?
Yeah, you know.
But it never really does, though, does it? Nah. Never comes back.
No, I mean, if I
didn't. Well, we say that, but then you just got a big fucking bag of McDonald's, actually.
Well, you shouldn't have. So. Yeah, years ago. Yeah. I mean, it has been quite a while. But we have reached that over hour mark. There is still a few more Hey, What's Wrong With You's. We will get straight on to them next week. Mm. But we want you to send in more. We'll start off with it next week. I mean, unless it does turn into the football podcast again and we start rattling on about England and how good or bad they've been. Most likely shit. But yeah, keep sending them in. We've got a few more. So I would, Jess, Lauren, we've got them from them. So we'll start off with them next week. Keep them coming. 07470-488-096 on the Real Talking hotline. Send them on the emails, realtalkingpod@gmail.com. X gonna get ya, Ash and JD. all the links are always in the description of that anyway. As always, we hope you've enjoyed it. Keep subscribing, like it, share it, download it, all that jazz. Always do appreciate it. Yeah. You know, it really does make a difference when we're seeing these numbers go up and up each time. So, yeah, just keep doing it. And, yeah, share it to your nan, share it to your brothers, your sisters, your random Uncle Dave, you know, anyone out there that you think might enjoy this nonsense. Then, yeah, just keep it coming. Keep sharing the love. We do really appreciate it. Let us know how you think Liverpool are going to do. Anyone other than James, because he's just going to say win the league. and yeah, as always, keep it real. Peace.
4 headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.